Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
God has a very special end time purpose for the nation of Sierra Leone.
So let's worship. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
Because he loves, he wants to have the relationship.
He's about to do a miracle in your soul.
Your broken heart is healed right now. I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire!
We have to pick up our cross like never before and rise and shine. The word of God that is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. You are going to know Jesus Christ personally.
The tremendous judgment of sin, he laid it upon his own son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Let them go home safe.
Or if thou will carry my father again.
Born again of the Spirit of God.
Because he had to die on that cross so that he could conquer death, hell, and the grave. So that all of us can receive the gift of life. And Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life.
In the name of Jesus Christ, as he ordained us to do. And if we believe that name, then we lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus Christ.
Welcome, my friends. We are here in Nairobi, Kenya, in a slum area. And what the Lord has been doing is amazing. So please join me tonight in Nairobi, where the glory of God is descending upon the people. God bless you. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Listen carefully to every word that I speak. For I will not speak out of my own heart, but the Holy Spirit will utter the words. So the words that I'll speak are the word of God. Life. Life. And life everlasting. You know, the Bible says that for God so loved the world that He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was with him from the very beginning, that whosoever that believes on him shall not perish, shall not taste death, shall not see the grave, shall never die, but have life abundant, have life everlasting, have life overflowing from blessing.
Because Jesus Christ accomplished all and everything on the cross at Calvary's Hill 2,000 years ago. This man, Jesus Christ, fully man and fully God, came into this world. From heaven he came in the form of us, born through Mary. And there is Jesus with one purpose and one mission on earth, to explain the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came to explain the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came to make it possible for each and every one to enter into the kingdom of God. Now this is an everlasting kingdom, a kingdom in which there is no death, a kingdom in which there is no sickness, a kingdom with the only righteous king, also known as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. His name is Jesus Christ. And because of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the Son of God, it is possible for you and me to enter in the kingdom of God. But I want you to understand, there must be a radical change. You must be born again. But you are already born. You are here, you are born of your mother. But Jesus said, you have to be born again. For the second time. This time. Because you have to be changed. You have to be born of the Spirit. Because it's the Spirit birth that gives you the birthright to enter the kingdom of God. You need the birthright to step into the kingdom. If you don't born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the spiritual kingdom of God. It is therefore Jesus has said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And when you are born again, it is because you chose to turn away from all sin. You turned your back on sin and decided it to follow Jesus Christ and his word, to surrender everything, to surrender your will, to surrender your life, and to serve and follow Jesus and live by his word, the Holy Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is Jesus Christ that I preach and him crucified and resurrected on the third day, because Jesus Christ is alive. He is risen. He is Lord forevermore. And because he is alive, he will manifest his power. He will manifest his glory. And as I begin to speak now, the Holy Spirit backs up the word of God, the living God, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Right now, even now, people are beginning to change. People are beginning to be touched by the Holy Spirit. Evil spirits begin to feel uncomfortable. For in Jesus' name, I take authority over this ground. I bind whatsoever power or principality. I bind you, rulers of darkness. And I bind that spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan, take your hands off these people. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing and deliverance into their life. Father, Ephatha, open their eyes to see your kingdom. Open their eyes to understand that tonight, whatsoever they need in accordance to your will, they can have it. They can receive it in the kingdom. Your healing, your salvation, your deliverance, your breakthrough is in the kingdom of God. It is written. It has been foreordained. But do you qualify? Do you qualify? Jesus is asking you now, do you qualify? Because Jesus has already done all that he could. The Father has already given all that he had. But do you qualify to enter this kingdom? Is it today that you'll make sure that you qualify for eternal life, salvation through Christ, and the benefits that God will bestow upon you once you make that step in the kingdom of Almighty God? The very first thing that came from the lips of Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, here on earth, 2,000 years ago. Do you know what he said? Do you know what he said? Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Matthew 4:17,
The kingdom of God has arrived.
Ufalme wa Mungu umewasili.
It is within hand reach.
Iko karibu, unaweza kusikia kwa mkono wako.
For you and you that are watching.
Kwa nyinyi na nyinyi ambao mnanitazama.
The kingdom of God is within your reach.
Ufalme wa Mungu unapatikana.
Yes, you qualify.
Ndio unahitimu.
But are you willing?
Lakini je, uko radhi?
To sacrifice your own will.
Ukapatsurudisha mawazo yako na mapenzi yako.
And to surrender.
Na kujisalimisha.
To surrender all.
Kusalimisha yote.
And let the Lord create in you a new heart.
Na wacha Bwana akapate kuumba ndani yako moyo mpya.
So that he can birth you in the spirit.
Ili kwamba kaze kuzaa katika roho.
And launch you in the kingdom.
Na kuingiza katika ufalme.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Father,
Baba,
who loves you so much,
ambaye anakupenda sana,
is not a respecter of person.
Yeye ni Mungu asiyeheshimu watu.
No.
La.
Because I know.
Kwa maana ninajua.
And that's why I'm here.
Ni sababu niko hapa.
And that's why I go all over the planet.
Ni sababu natembea kote kote katika ulimwengu.
For the Bible says.
Maana Biblia inasema.
And God has impressed it in my heart.
Ya Mungu ameweka hata katika moyo wangu.
And he keeps reminding me.
Naendelea kunikumbusha.
To tell you.
Ili niko bali wageni.
For the will of God.
Kwa mapenzi ya Mungu.
2 Peter 3:9, for the will of God is for none to perish. The will of God indeed is for none to perish. But for all to come to repentance. And that is why Jesus is his opening line in his very first sermon. Was a simple message, people. Repent. For the kingdom of God is within your reach. And the Lord is saying, today the Lord is speaking. And he's saying, my people, I died for you on the cross. I gave my life for you. I shed my blood for you. My people, I can't do no more than that. Come into my kingdom and repent. Turn away from sin, from the worldly system. Surrender. And I will give you freely eternal life. You will never die. You will never taste death. You will never see the grave. And you will never see hell. If you repent and turn to Jesus, the only one who obeyed the will of God the Father as the only Son of God, paid the price for your and my sin. As the Holy Spirit is the only one who gives me the words to speak. He's saying, and that's our Father in heaven crying out, don't deny the cross. Because if you deny the cross, if you deny the greatest love offering that God could have ever possibly given unto you, then you will be condemned by God. Because God is holy. God is righteous. And God has to judge sin. And And if you deny that Jesus Christ on the cross already paid your price, if you deny that sacrifice, then there is no hope for you. Then you will perish. And death is not the end of it. Because torment in hell is real. And it lasts forever. There is no end to the torment in hell for those that deny the cross and the ultimate love offering of our Father, the God in heaven. But the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is not one righteous. No, not one righteous. And the Bible says that the wages, the consequence of sin, is death. Yes. And that word death doesn't mean the end. No. That word death means punishment in a place of fire and brimstone. Do you understand why God the Father had to give his only son and slaughter him like a lamb, have his blood shed, displayed naked, put to shame in front of the whole world, crucified on that cross? Maybe you now understand, because hell is a real place. And that's why God made sure that everybody has the chance and can choose by his own will to enter the kingdom of God. Because he does not want any man or woman to go down to hell. Hell is a real place. It is very clearly explained in his word. That's why Jesus said, as God in the flesh, he said, I am the truth. He said, I am the way. And I am the life. And no man can come to the Father except through me, is the word of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, follow me, deny yourself, and pick up your cross. That's all he asks of you. To repent, to deny yourself, to pick up your cross, and to follow him. And you'll have everything that you could possibly need, that you could possibly hope for, not just now, but forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, everlasting to everlasting. That's the gospel. of the kingdom of God. That, the truth, the fundamental truth of the Holy Scriptures. Jesus Christ, the truth, the way, and the life. And no man, no woman can come to the Father except through Him, Jesus Christ. Today, He's asking you to make that decision to receive Jesus Christ alive as your Lord and Savior. Make Him the Lord of your life. Surrender your will. It's about Jesus. Follow His word. He will not steer you wrong. I am a testimony of His grace. And I am a sinner saved by His grace. You may call me the least of all saints. Go ahead and do so. I don't care what you say. I care what Jesus Christ says. He says that because of His blood shed, I qualify for my sins to be forgiven, to be wiped out, never to be remembered against me again. I preach grace, because the greatest love story of all is the grace. The grace. The grace of our Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And by His stripes you are healed and delivered and restored and made whole, made special, elevated to such height that He says, if you are born again of the Spirit, you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I say that's worth a very loud hallelujah. For we love Jesus. And we love You, Father. And we love You, Holy Spirit. And we rebuke religion. But receive the truth, His grace, and His forgiveness, His healing provided for, His deliverance, and all the blessings. In Jesus' name, you are blessed that you can choose today, right now, who you will serve. You can choose right now to deny the cross or to receive the limitless love of God. The greatest gift of all. Life. Life. Life everlasting. If you want to make the choice and have not done it before, to repent, to deny yourself, and to follow Jesus, then raise your hand now. Remember, he loves you. Hello, sir. He loves you. He loves you. Yes. That's why he wants to give to you the healing, the salvation, the deliverance, that breakthrough to excel in life and live abundantly, because he loves you. Pray with me. Pray with me now. Jehovah Shammah.
Oh, Mungu, Jehovah Shammah.
Jehovah Shammah.
Jehovah Shammah.
Jehovah Shammah.
There is Jehovah, Mungu, nepatikana.
That means the Lord God is here.
Inamaanisha Mungu, Bwana yuko hapa.
In the Hebrew language of God.
Katika lugha ya Kiebrania ya Mungu.
The Lord God is alive, risen, and here.
Bwana Mungu yu hai, amefufuka.
Thank you, Lord,
asante Bwana,
for being privileged to be in your midst. Thank you for your word,
asante kwa ajili ya neno lako,
your truth,
kwa ajili ya ukweli wako,
and the finished work
na kwa kazi iliyokamilika
of the cross.
Ya msalaba.
Pray this prayer.
Omba hili ombi.
Father,
Baba, omba, Baba,
in Jesus' name,
kwa jina la Yesu,
I pray to you.
Ninakuomba.
I repent. I turn away from sin. I turn my back to sin. Right now, I repent, turn away, and surrender my life to your Son Jesus Christ as my Lord, my owner, my God. And right now, I ask you to touch my heart. Touch me now, so I can forgive all those that have hurt me. And I say now, I forgive you people for what you did to me. I forgive you. Lord Jesus, make my heart follow, for I know with a forgiveness in my heart I cannot enter your kingdom. But today I decide out of my own free will to enter the kingdom of God by repenting of my sin, by receiving your cleansing blood to wash away my sins. And through faith, I believe and receive a new heart, a changed heart, and your Holy Spirit. You are my Lord and my Savior. I renounce religious systems and receive tonight the truth of Jesus Christ. I receive forgiveness. I receive healing and all the blessings of your kingdom. Birth me in the spirit so that I too am born again of the Spirit of God. Fill their soul and spirit. Overflow right now with love, compassion. Holy Spirit, touch them now. Fill them now. Say, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. Fill me. Take me over. You are the Spirit of truth. Touch me. Fill me. Take over my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit. I welcome you, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, baptize me. Baptize me now. Baptize me, Lord Jesus, in your Holy Spirit and fire. Now, now, Lord Jesus, I'm here. I'm here. Touch my need. Touch my need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
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 I declare, by his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. I preach deliverance unto you now. Allow the Holy Spirit to exterminate the one that God wants to judge. Get out, Satan, now. Go. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Holy Ghost, precious Holy Ghost, begin to move upon your people.